All right, ladies and gents, welcome back to the first walk and talk here on the Isle of Man since I got back. I gotta say, it is absolutely freezing. The wind is howling. The wind chill is to the extreme. So I'm gonna try and get this one done quicker than I normally would. But here's a very quick look at where we are. We are at Tynwald here, the oldest parliament in the world behind me, still going. And we're going to take a walk and talk about all of this crazy stuff that's going on at the moment. I think that one of the biggest ones is this leaked conference, military generals conference in Germany. This one is so stupid that you wouldn't even believe this happened. So a general called into this military secret conference to discuss plans, so German plans against Russia, all these cruise missiles, how they could target Russia, how they're going to do all this stuff to them. And the guy called in from a hotel, because he was at a conference in Singapore. So he called in from his hotel line, or then they're not sure if it was his phone line or the Wi-Fi at the hotel. But either way, I mean, you've got to be some level of stupid to do that. Because what happened? Russian hackers intercepted the conference, and now it's all over the place. And Russia have actually promised dire consequences. Gosh, this wind. I think I'm going to move into the more sheltered bit here, actually, because this wind is absolutely destroying me. But yeah, Russia have now threatened dire consequences against this. Another thing that's been talked about, it was leaked, so now the German media have put it out, is German conscription next year in 2025. Yes, this is completely legitimate. This is what they are now talking about. So if you're a German watching, even if you're staying outside of your own country, be very careful if you're going to be staying in Europe or somewhere like that, because this is now what they are talking about, conscription for you in 2025. Let's move to the more sheltered bit here a second. Okay, I just had to stop off to grab some corn because we're going to go and see my feathered friends here who, the last time, if you remember, we came to see them, they haven't seen me in months. So they are going to go absolutely crazy when they see this, because the last time they saw me, I forgot. Oh, here we go. They're already coming. They're already coming. They recognize me. Here we go. We're going to have a stampede in a second. They are on their way. So let's get this grain distributed to these fine feathered friends here. Oh, we got some chicks, it looks like. See, there we go. We got some chicks coming as well. Okay, now we've appeased our little friends. Let's carry on with the walk. Another thing that was very damning that was said in this conference, and has really caused a lot of issue, although I'm pretty sure Russia already knew this, was that the German generals said that US and UK troops, ground troops this is, are already on the ground in Ukraine, and they're helping the Ukrainian soldiers, to fire weapons and missiles and launch all of these attacks on Russia. That's not really a surprise to me. I suspected that anyway. But it's definitely a major, major escalation that there are ground troops from the US and the UK already on the ground. Another worrying thing that I saw this week was sent to me by a subscriber, and that is this TikTok video.
This is what we'd expect to see in the build-up to World Rule 3. We're at the Seamounting Centre in Marchwood, near Southampton, where the British military are taking part in a massive NATO exercise, Exercise Steadfast Defender, which is essentially rehearsing war with Russia. But what we're seeing here is 7th Light Mechanized Brigade, the Desert Rats, preparing to sail across the channel so that they could fight in Europe. This is not something that would happen once a war has started. This, we understand, is something that the military would expect to do in the weeks, possibly even the months before a conflict broke out.
And if you look at the video, you can see, and who they're targeting, it's obvious that they are preparing the younger generation here for what is to come. So We're hearing about conscription from April 2025 from Germany. I'm not sure if it's confirmed yet, but it's definitely a proposal that's going through right now. We're now hearing conscription for the UK, conscription for France, conscription for all of these other countries. I know, it's worrying, isn't it? And I've got to tell you about this net zero plan for the military. And these old school generals are calling it a national security threat. They're saying that this is absolutely ridiculous, that the proposals are, let me just get this. This is decarbonization efforts for the military here, where they want to replace traditional energy for military infrastructure and vehicles. So we're talking about all sorts of things here. They want to replace this energy with, this is not a joke, are you ready? Biofuels and electric vehicle batteries. So they, I could just imagine this, you know, these tanks, these Challenger 2 tanks, or, you know, the Abrams tanks running on a battery. Yeah, I think not. But they also had this professor of combustion and energy engineering, and he has been somewhat silenced because he said this is an absolutely ridiculous plan to decarbonize the Western, as it were, armed forces through the use of batteries and biofuel. He said, battery-powered tanks, is this a joke? In fact, the mere thought of someone having a government contract to work on this right now is so ridiculous, it's baffling that someone is trying to design these electric tanks and electric vehicles for the military. It is so stupid. It really is. I mean, the one positive I could possibly see for it is that they wouldn't need to bring in all this heavy fuel. You know, liquid is heavy. That's the only positive I could see. You could potentially bring in long cables instead. But then you've got a risk there with someone cutting those cables or cutting pipelines, as we know. Now, continuing on with the military theme, it's just been announced in the US that the National Guard is going to be taking over the patrols of the New York subway. Now, why exactly that is taking place? They're saying it's to alleviate the strain on the police force. Surely the New York Police Department can handle crime on the subway and around the subway. Surely. I think it's probably a case that they are not being allowed to do their job. There's going to be a load of red tape. There has to be, you know, paperwork filled in and all this other stuff that is always the case. Oh, look at this beautiful view behind here. Oh, wow, I just noticed these flowers. That is absolutely beautiful. It doesn't even look real. It's so beautiful. That is a real tree. I've never seen one of these trees before. Can you drop in the comments what this is? Maybe I'll plant one in my garden. But it's not just in New York. We're seeing this sort of stuff in a lot of Western nations with a breakdown of law and order. No surprise to any of us watching, because we know that this is the way things are going now. And I was reading an interesting document, actually, and it was all about the US Constitution. And how when it was formed in a way that would make it future-proof for future generations. But because it's being changed so much and radically changed, now there's all these issues. It was quite an interesting read. Actually, Sweden's having a big problem as well. So the police are now banning or making it illegal to own a bulletproof vest. I mean, honestly, who in Sweden owns a bulletproof vest? When I read that, it just made me laugh, because I was just thinking, I don't know many people that own bulletproof vests that aren't similar to me, ex-military, and, you know, that sort of stuff, shall we say. I just don't know many people. But the other issue is, it's very difficult for the Swedish police, like all police, to do their job, because they get accused of racism if they try and stop anybody who isn't, well, again, I guess we could say, doesn't look Swedish. There's all these issues and there's all these court cases and things against the police and everything else. It is an absolute nightmare. We've also got an announcement out of California today that, I mean, this one will probably not surprise you. California makes illegals eligible for home loans. Yeah, you did hear that right. California Assembly Bill 1840. In fact, let me just throw this out there right away. If people are coming and they're genuine asylum seekers, they come in with nothing but the clothes on their back, how exactly are they going to be able to put 20% down for this home loan? Because that's the down payment. It's a bit strange. It doesn't make any sense that that would be the case. And talking of this ongoing issue then, this shows you that the whole thing is deliberate and orchestrated. The Supreme Court has just blocked this bill from Texas to arrest anyone who is crossing the border illegally. I mean, doesn't that say to you that it's already a crime? If it's illegal, by definition, it's a crime. They wanted to arrest people that crossed the border illegally, and this has been blocked by the Supreme Court. This doesn't make any sense, a lot of this stuff. And it comes back to the same thing I always say. If you're soft on crime, crime gets worse. And Nikki Haley's just dropped out of the Republican race, so that it looks like it's just Trump now running. But I'll tell you how corrupt MSNBC are. They deliberately wouldn't show Trump's speech because they said that it could be, at the minimum, misinformation. At the higher end, it could cause hatred, right? So I guess we could say a hate crime. I mean, this is how crazy these media are now. And I don't even like to use them when I'm doing my articles and stuff, MSNBC. But sometimes I have to because they're the only ones with the story that I need to talk about. Another worrying proposal that's come out is from the EU. So remember before when Professor Klaus, he said that we needed to make the world more equitable. And it was basically what I said was just a form of socialism. So what he was doing was he was making citizens in wealthier countries pay money via taxes that would then go to developing nations. And what I was explaining was this is just a form of socialism. That's really all that is, where you're taking money from one place and giving it to someone else. So because that didn't go down very well, even though a lot of the government leaders were sort of fine with this, because it didn't go down very well, now they've changed it and the EU has put out their proposal. And they're calling it, here we go, climate finance contributions instead. Oh yeah, wink, wink. Of course it is. Of course it's climate finance contributions. So they're saying that it's now reparations that these richer countries have caused damage to the developing nations. So now they're saying, it's basically they've just rebranded it, repackaged it. And this is what they're doing now. So this looks like it's going to go through, but they're going to target first the oil and the energy companies. So luckily the citizens will be let off initially. But think of it like this. If you're going to tax the energy companies, then the energy companies are going to charge more for the energy. They're just not going to let someone cut into their profits, are they, like that? So it's always the same net result with all of these things. Now, I want to talk about a very controversial point now. So if you don't like the controversial stuff, this is where you sort of, you know, stop watching here. But I got to talk about this article that's come out from Bloomberg. And there's a lot of these, and I believe they're paid articles. And it's called "A Spike in Heart Disease Deaths Since COVID is Puzzling Scientists." And I've read through all these articles, and it's obvious to me. It's so blatantly obvious. So they're basically saying that COVID resulted in a wave of deadly cardiovascular and metabolic issues. So over the last couple of years, then, 250,000 more Americans over 35 succumbed to cardiovascular disease. Mortality was up over 5%. We also have heart disease, abnormalities, blood clots, diabetes, kidney failure. The list just goes on and on and on. We're up 15 to 28%. Scientists are baffled by this sudden increase and, having eliminated all possible medical interventions, have found the most likely cause is the virus itself. Oh yeah, okay. Does I mean, who believes that? Please tell me in the comments. Does anybody actually believe that? It's so obvious what has caused it. It's blatantly obvious. Even all the data is there now. The scientific evidence is there. Why are they paying for all of these media outlets to publish this nonsense? Why don't they just say what it is? Because they know what they have done. It really is just so sad that what's happened here. And I've told you, I've got a number of friends who are still to this day suffering. We've still got all these very high levels of censorship of what can and can't be said, which I think is a real, real shame in this day and age. There's nothing going on. There's no COVID. There's no, you know, health concerns or anything like that around it. So why then are you not allowed to talk about these things when they said the whole reason for the censorship in the first place was to make sure that you didn't cause a worse health problem? Well, it's all over. So why can you not talk about it? Again, this is the common sense, logical, obvious things that I look at. So I just hope that none of you have been affected in a negative way like that. So thank you for being online. Thank you for watching. Check out the interview with Peter Schiff yesterday if you have the time. It's a bit of a long one. I do think it's worth it. All right. Thanks so much for watching. Take care. God bless. I'll see you next week. Well, Winston is sulking today because he was late to the party and he didn't get his mealworm. So his friends got mealworms and he didn't, so he's in a bit of a sulk and he's not talking, he's a bit unhappy. So that's Winston today.